Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see,
today's Dr. Jazz Hour will focus on the outstanding career of drummer Shelly Mann. He played with just about everyone in jazz at one time or another, having productive periods on the East Coast as well as the West Coast, playing in big bands and combos, leading his own groups, and appearing as a sideman on numerous albums. Let's begin this first set with a piece from one of Mann's albums as a leader, Swingin' Sounds, of 1956 with a quintet. You'll hear Un Poco Loco, composed by Bud Powell. During his early career in New York City, Mann was involved with the bebop scene. In 1947, Charlie Parker wrote and recorded The Bird, with Hank Jones on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and, of course, Shelly Mann on drums.
Thank you.
We are enjoying the drum work of Shelly Mann on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Sheldon Mann was born into a family of drummers in New York City in 1920. He found work in local jazz clubs and played with the Beboppers during the 1940s. He rose to stardom when he joined the big bands of Woody Herman and later Stan Kenton. He and his wife, a former precision dancer with the Rockettes, moved to California to raise horses on a ranch outside Los Angeles. During the 1950s, he became involved with the West Coast School of Jazz. Mann led his own groups, backed up many jazz singers, and worked as a sideman on countless albums. He founded the Manhole, a jazz club in Hollywood, where the group Shelly Mann and his men often played. In his later years, he became a studio musician and worked on hundreds of films and TV shows. He died suddenly of a heart attack in 1984 at 64 years old. This set will begin with one from Mann's time with the Stan Kenton Orchestra, Unison Riff from 1947. Mann backed up Ella Fitzgerald in 1982, and here's the title track from the album, The Best Is Yet to Come. Mann played with most prominent West Coast musicians, and here he is with sax man Jimmy Giuffre in 1954 on Do It. Mann also appeared in a quintet with saxophonist Charlie Ventura in 1947. They recorded 1160.
Thank you. I just picked me a piano. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. Wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain the cup dry. Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine blaze. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come. Come on, we'll take it, you're mine.
The best.
is yet to come.
Thank you.
We are exploring the long career of drummer Shelly Mann on this Dr. Jazz Hour. In 1957, Mann recorded in a trio led by saxophonist Sonny Rollins on the album Way Out West. Here they are in a different piece, I'm an Old Cowhand from the Rio Grande, Ray Brown on bass. Mann also appeared in a quartet led by pianist Hampton Hawes in 1958. They recorded Charlie Parker's Yardbird Suite, Barney Kessel on guitar and Red Mitchell on bass. Then Mann will play with a large combo of West Coast musicians led by trumpeter Shorty Rogers in 1953 on Mambo Del Crow.
Thank you.
This last set of Shelly Mann recordings on today's Dr. Jazz Hour will begin with Mann and Earl Hines backing up Barbara Dane on her 1959 album, Livin' with the Blues. Here's the title track. Then with trumpeter Maynard Ferguson from the 1995 Octet album, you'll hear Finger Snappin'. And this Dr. Jazz Hour will finish with Mann appearing with an all-star septet led by altoist Benny Carter in 1958. Here's Blue Lou from the album Jazz Giant.
Rocks for my pillow, cold ground my bed, blue skies my blanket, the moonlight's my spread. But I'm not ashamed, ain't that news? Well, I've been living with the blues. You've ever been down, then you know how I feel. Just like an engine with no driving wheel. But I'm not ashamed, ain't that news? Well, I've been living with the blues. Now the rocks have been my pillow, cold ground has been my bed, blue skies all around me, and the moonlight for my spread. Oh, yes, don't believe that I'm sinking, but the hole I'm in. Don't believe I love you, what a fool I've been. But I'm not ashamed, ain't that news? Well, I've been living with the blues. Well, the rocks have been my pillow, cold ground has been my bed, blue skies all around me, and the moonlight is my spread. I'm sinking, what a hole I'm in. Don't believe I love you, what a fool I've been. But I'm not ashamed, ain't that news? I've been living with the blues. I've been living with the blues. I've been living with the blues.
Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.